Well, Psalm 105. We've been in Psalm 105. Those of us who are reading through the Bible in a year, we've been in it for 3 days. And it is just the story of Israel, isn't it? And it goes on and on and on. And those of you who read the reading this morning know that I'm probably not going to open from the verses from this morning, right? Because it's talking about all the trouble that Israel had over and over and over and over again. But I'm going to reach back 2 days to the opening. And we're going to stand and say this together this morning. Psalm 105, verses 1, 2, and 3. You see that little happy person? This is my little worshiper down here. This morning I tried to get the computer to work, and something's wrong with the mouse. Have you ever tried to work a computer without a mouse? No, it's awful. So Tammy, my daughter, who was one of our secretaries, the executive secretary of our church for years and years and years and years. She always used to do my transparencies. Everybody loved it when I preached because she had these little people doing everything all over my notes that we'd put up on the transparencies. So it warmed my heart to have my daughter have adorned the transparencies she wrote for me this morning. Back to the psalm, let's say it together. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him. Yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his miracles. Exult in his holy name. O worshipers of the Lord, rejoice. We're worshipers of the Lord, and we are going to rejoice this morning. And see, Marilyn, that's a verse that you used, isn't it? Huh? Yes, you proclaim his greatness and the good things he did for you.